Cloudy today, we're heading for 18. Hi, I'm Rebecca McDonald. Victoria's Emergency Management Authorities issued a warning for potential aftershocks after a major quake was recorded at Mansfield in the state's Alpine region. It was felt in much of Victoria, including Geelong, and there are reports the magnitude 5.8 quake was even felt as far up as Canberra. We're advised to stay away from damaged buildings and other hazards. And Linda from Moorlab says it's a first for her.
I have lived in this exact location for nearly 40 years and have never felt anything like that before.
There have been 628 local COVID cases in the last day. Three people died from the virus yesterday. More than 43,000 COVID vaccines were administered at state-run hubs. All of Point Lonsdale could soon be freed from the current lockdown. At the moment, the stay-at-home orders impact locals within Greater Geelong, while those in the borough of Queenscliff are free. Ballarine MP Lisa Neville's asking Health Minister Martin Foley to consider excluding locals in the 3225 postcode from the lockdown. Police are sending significant resources to Melbourne CBD amid fears of another violent protest, the fourth since Saturday. Premier Daniel Andrews says it's clear other people weren't there to protest yesterday.
There were others who were not from the building industry. They're not there to protest, they're there for a fight. They're there to pretend to be protesting. They're from many different backgrounds.
Police have launched a road safety campaign ahead of the grand final long weekend. The brother of Collingwood Premiership player Darren Mullane, who died in a crash in 1991, will deliver a powerful message as part of the campaign. And iconic beaches in our region are at risk of being washed away within a century. Website Coastal Risk Australia showing the severity of rising seas based on the latest scientific modelling. Graham Knick from Frontier SI says the Bellarine and Surf Coast will be exposed if and when sea levels rise.
Beaches such as Bells Beach, Queenscliff, Point Lonsdale, all of those vulnerable areas around the Surf Coast, they're definitely going to be exposed, and we need to look at ways in which we can mitigate the risks of sea level rise and climate change on those beaches.